IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Noor Muhammad. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Shaykh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion of the program Viewpoints, we got rather a Persian topic, and that is Persian Gulf. I mean, the ancient and historical origins of the name Persian Gulf. Here and then in the news, especially the Arab ones, we hear that they want to claim the Gulf as the Arabian Gulf. And by the help of some of the Western countries, especially the US, they want to say that this Gulf belongs to us, historically speaking. So let's change the name into the Arabian Gulf. So, Shaykh Noor Muhammad, let's talk a little bit about the origin of the Persian Gulf. Why this Gulf has ever been called Persian and not Arabian?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, if you go to the different resources, you find that this is obviously, it has been named the Persian Gulf, mm-hmm. not the Arabic one.
All right.
Of course, it doesn't mean that we should, you know, to have the dispute or, for example, to have the, or something like, it shouldn't divide us.
Okay.
Especially with our brothers and sisters, Arab, you know, with the Arab brothers and sisters. Rather, we should be united because Islamic unity is very important.
All right.
It is our priority.
That's right. This so, I mean, being Quranic Persian idea. And Arabian Gulf is a plot that is made by some people to deviate?
Exactly. It has been made by Great Britain, you know? Kashmir.
Okay.
Whenever you find something has been made as a, for example, as an excuse for division between Muslim, it has been made by England.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
This is an old policy, old-fashioned policy by the MI6 and the, you know, England to divide between the Muslims.
Divide and rule.
Divide and rule.
This is the main, yes, this exactly. is the main expression. Say divide and rule. Okay.
Because it has been mentioned that there was a book which has been written by some of the spies, you know, British spies.
Yes.
And this book, maybe it was the first step for naming this to be Arab Gulf, and because of that, it caused division between the. But before that, prior to that, it was very obvious mm-hmm. that it is the Persian.
That's right. In Greek and Roman texts, it was recorded as Persicus Sinus or Sinus Persicus. Okay,
yeah.
And this has been referred by some Muslim geographers, like, for example, Al-Istakhri and Ibn al-Mas'udi different books of the history, it was called as the Persian Gulf. Sheikh Rouhani, why now? What is the main reason that now, for example, the people are talking about changing the maps from Persian Gulf into the Arabian Gulf? Is this because of the power of the Persia and now Iran, who is, we can say, a little bit different in terms of the policy and policymaking with the Arab brothers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As it was rightly mentioned by our brother, that after the Ottoman Empire's collapse, we see that the Islamic world and Islamic territory were divided into these small countries. And this map was designed by the we can say Britain at that time. So this kind of what we can say map or geographical kind of divisions that we have nowadays for these countries, they were in accordance with the benefits and interests of the Britain.
All right.
But recently, if you see that in the recent decades, the United States were seeking to change this map.
Mm-hmm.
And new Middle East was about to be burned by ISIS or these kind of movements that we saw in this area. Of course, because of, according to them, this Middle East that now exists, it was established in accordance with the interests of the superpowers in the past.
Okay.
But the new superpowers should have a new kind of map, a new geography, because their interests, their benefits are different.
That's right.
So that's why...
Which is very much pro-Israel.
Exactly. Maybe. Yes,
that's right.
Of course,
it is very much pro-Israel. As Donald Trump in his last trip to Saudi Arabia said that the Abraham Treaty or Ibrahim, we can say peace treaty or treaty, has to be signed by Arab countries and different lands. Or Arab-Israel ties has to be normalized.
Yeah, okay. We can say that this new world or this new Middle East.
New world order, that's right.
That is going to seek by the new, let's say, superpowers in the world. This is what is obvious and clear that no one can reject and deny.
All right.
That is why if you see sometimes these kind of clashes or, let's say, divisions, differences among the countries, let's see who benefits from these kind of problems among the Muslim countries.
That's right.
Of course, these Islamic countries would never benefit they themselves. Yeah?
Yes.
And of course, when you are divided into different kind of divisions and you struggle and you always weaken each other.
Yes.
So you strengthen your let's say, enemies or the great powers that that's seeking the benefits in this area.
That
is why we should, all the neighboring countries, they always should understand that they are always here.
Okay.
They will stay here. They will remain here.
Yes.
And the other powers, let's say,
they
just seek their own benefits.
That's right.
But you will be here always, yeah?
That's
you
right.
are neighbors. That's why you have to respect. You
That's
have
right.
to honor each other and you have to be loyal to what you have as your heritage, as your legacy, as your historical civilization, civilizational heritage.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
As we could find this pan kind of Arab nationalism, pan-Arab nationalism in the 21st century, it was pushed by some of the countries like, for example, Saddam Hussein when he was in Iraq. We had in Iran 8 years of imposed war. It was against us by Iraq, okay? He was one of the people who said that the name of the Persian Gulf has to be changed into the Arabian Gulf. Or, for example, it is not only about the Persian Gulf. It could also be about the Turk, pan-Turk ones, okay? By the Turkish ones and the Turkish borders, we can say, asking for some of the provinces of the Persia to be affiliated with the Turkish lands. But according to the UN's formal affirmation in 2006, this land and this part of Iran has always been called the Persian Gulf as the official name. So, what other reasons might be at work, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, except the political ones?
I mean, as I said, the most reason, I think, it goes to the intelligence services, you know.
Okay.
They want to make differences between the Muslim and, for example, between the Persian and Arabs.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, as I mentioned, the example of Kashmir.
Okay.
And many other examples you can find that the Britain wanted to create division between the Muslim and to, you know, just to want to make some excuse, an excuse for that in order to cause division between. We should be very extra careful in this regard and not go to the trap of the, you know, satanic trap of the Britain and try to be away from the divisions. Of course, it means that we should, we can, this is a right of the rights
That's
of
right.
that is
but,
a patient
Shaikh,
right.
But Shaikh, fund and money is at work too. You know that this Gulf, Persian Gulf, holds 50% of the world's oil reserves.
Yeah.
You know? And making it the hottest spot for the international power struggle, Shaikh.
Exactly.
So, you know that when you got a problem with Iran and Persia, what do? You change the name into the Arabian Gulf, with whom you do not seem to have problem.
Oil resources, gas, one of the biggest oil resources and gas resources.
Military conflicts that are taking
military
place.
Conflicts, yes,
the tanker seizures.
Yeah.
U.S.-Iran tensions on the Strait of Hormuz, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know that the Strait of Hormuz, if it is blocked and the tankers are seized, it has effects on the oil and petroleum and the fuel, prices.
Very important, you know, area.
Yes.
It is extremely important, strategic, actually.
Strategic area, that's right.
Area, that the reason that they want to have this division is because to benefit from this division between the Muslim and nations.
So, yeah. And what is better than changing the name first?
Yeah.
From the Persian one into the Arabian one. That's it. Okay. Still, it is Persian Gulf, and it will be Persian Gulf in the maps and in the history
forever
of the world, forever, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, and thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Weird Points. Please, for more information on Persian Gulf, refer to the books of history and trace it back to the old times and maps. This land and this part of the world has always been called Persian Gulf and not the Arabian Gulf. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Gathered here with my family, neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our land. Oh God, thank you for giving us the strength to hold on. And now we're here together, calling you for just to be free, just to be free. Now when we've taken our first step towards a life of complete freedom, we can see our dream getting closer and closer. We're almost there. Oh God, thank you for giving us strength to hold on. And now we're here together, calling you for backing up. Oh God, we know you hear our call, and we're calling you for